Thank you so much for calling. This is Max.
Yes, this is Carlton Buford. I was calling about your book writing, book publishing service.
Yes, sir. What kind of book are you talking about?
Nonfiction, first-time writer, and I'm
first-time writer.
Looking for editorial. Pardon?
Go ahead, go ahead. I was just writing it down.
Oh, yeah, so I was looking for editorial services, and when I looked under your services, it said proofreading, and so I'm not sure if that's all you guys do.
Editing.
I'm probably needing something more than proofreading.
No, no, we do editing, proofreading, publishing. We do developmental editing. We also do copy editing and line editing.
Okay, so I'll probably need developmental editing.
Okay.
I just didn't see that as part of your menu of services. It just said proofreading, so that's why I called. And so my book is kind of like, it's a nonfiction sort of economic solution type book.
Uh-huh.
But it has a lot of philosophy and connotations to morality and the Constitution and blah, blah, blah. But it's basically an economic explanation of why things are the way that they are, and then there's a solution at the end of the book.
Okay.
So I'm not sure if you have... Pardon?
May I please have your name to address you properly?
Oh, I'm sorry. Carlton?
Carlton.
Uh-huh.
Sir, may I please have your number just in case if the call drops down? I can call you back.
Yeah, 918-804-6110.
Perfect. Now, can you tell me an approximate number of pages that we're talking about for the project?
Well, there's 40,000 words right now.
4,500 words right now. 45,000 words?
No. 40,000 words.
40,000 words. Perfect, sir. We're talking about 150 pages, more or less. Perfect. And you want development editing, so we probably are looking at somewhere around, you know, ending this up at 60, just to be on the safe side, you know. There's no exact word limit. We're not going to charge you anything extra if anything happens. Our pricings are very dependent on, because we have an editorial team. Now, the editorial team is designed in a way that, let's say, you're just a nonfiction book, right? Now, we will have a lead writer at the top with two associate writers and one editor and one researcher. Researcher helps us in dealing with various topics that are on the table because, you know, as yours is completely unique to person-wise project, so a researcher helps us ensuring that we can, you know, the content that we're giving you, the standard is factually correct in nonfiction books. And for any, you know, any stated fact we're mentioning, it's correct. And the lead writer that we have has usually 10 years or more experience. We also have some newbie writers in our basic plans, but we usually do not recommend it for a book like yours. It's usually for something that's fictional, you know, where our new writers can, you know, used expertise. But something like yours, either we go with our second-tier plan or our first-tier plan. We usually leave our third-tier plan out of the equation. It's usually $2,500 as the base price, or you can scale it up to $4,500 for more experienced writers. But we ensure that we not only are doing developmental editing, we're also doing proofreading, formatting, layout. So once the book gets finalized, the files that you will get will be publishing-ready files. You don't have to spend another penny, give it to someone else in order to fix the formatting and layout to ensure it's publishing-ready. Once the work is done, the files that you get are publishing-ready. So that's our biggest selling point because, you know, a lot of people are then paying extra to a lot of formatters later down the lane, and we include that within your package. So these are our price points.
Yeah, so I've been calling around and looking at different services, and yours sounds more like what I'm wanting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I'd like to go from start. It's a first book, so I am by no means a professional to be saying what's right and what's wrong, but I prefer to have someone that looks at it and has like a team looking at it, and then well, but let me ask you though, is there like any interplay between myself and the editors as they're making their recommendations and things like that, or do they just go through it, finish it, and send it back to me, and that's pretty much it?
Really, really good question, Carlton. So this is really this is a really good question, and you know, now that you asked, I'm thinking, why didn't I mention it earlier? So the way we work is we have a really, because we've been in business for 10 years, we have a systematic approach to it. Because, you know, we have a 91% success rate, and that's because we do chapter-by-chapter delivery. Because if we do the whole thing and we send it to you and you do not like it, both of us, you know, our times were wasted and the resources were wasted. Your most precious resources, your time, and our most precious resources are the people that are involved in our time. So if we do the whole thing and send it to you, we're wasting each other's time and resources. So what we do is we send you like a chapter, and the first thing is the first thing that you're gonna get is a writer's call. You will be talking to the chief editor in detail. After that, we will start sending you chapter by chapter delivery. Let's say if you like 9 things and you do not like another 9 things, you can always tell us, Max, love the 9 things that you did over here. I will want you to tweak the other 9 things like X, Y, Z. Yeah? So we were working on a constant feedback loop model. And you will see, Clark, turn one thing. As we move towards the end of the project, you will see that the quality of the work and deliveries and the feedback loop will significantly improve. Because we're probably going to work for the next few months together. And there's no like a timeline that we put from our end. There's no specific number of revisions because our goal is to ensure a good quality product. So, you know, towards the end of the project, you'll see the revisions will be quick, things will be better because, you know, you've been working, and when you're working with someone for a few months together in straight row, then, you know, the understanding across the team is amazing. So, you know, that's why we go for chapter by chapter delivery.
Okay, and given that I said that this book has sort of an economic bent, but then it also has a sort of a moral and then a patriotic bent to it also, is there, you know, because I want, even though I'm a first-time author, I want to keep my voice, I want to keep my humor, and I want to keep my, you know, personality in the book. So the question is, I'm African American. Is I don't know how do you guys like have different authors for people that have different perspectives that you want to make sure that that's captured, because like maybe someone that comes from a different background or culture that I have may look at what I'm saying and say, well, see, that's just totally that's not right. And I might be like, well, it's not right, but I mean not like if it's grammatically incorrect, fine, that can be changed, but like the point of views that I'm making, I don't really want my point of views changed unless they're just like just I mean if it's just totally out of the pocket, fine, but I don't know how do I account for that in the selection of the editor.
Let me tell you. See, the first call that I'm telling you about is the writer's call. That's done primarily for us to understand the kind of person you are, your voice, your tonality, the way you speak, you know, certain words that you use. And that's a really important call. And based on that first call, your team is actually finalized. So, you know, we started off as a ghostwriting company, and this was the biggest problem we faced 10 years ago. When sometimes we will start writing books, and we will lose the writer's voice. But then the whole point of ghostwriting goes to, you know, waste, because the point of ghostwriting or editing or involving somebody else is to amplify your work and give, but at the same time, we need to ensure that your voice does not, you know, know, get lost in all of those edits. And that's why we have ensured that, you know, the first call that we're going to do is going to place a significant emphasis on the fact that we need to ensure that today, when we're getting this project and probably 30 or 60 days down the lane when the project is done, even though we will 10x the value or the impact of the book, we need to ensure that the 100% voice and the views of our authors, they stay. Because without that, you know, we would go bankrupt. We will lose a lot of business.
Yeah. Well, you guys so far have...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, sir, go ahead.
I was going to say, so far you're the most expensive ones that I've seen, but just talking to you, you take into account the things that I'm looking for, so I'm pleased with what I'm hearing.
I love that, Clark. Now, Clark, tell me one thing. Let's just address the elephant in the room, because you know you sound like a really interesting person, and would want to love to work with you in a similar manner. So, can you tell me which one is within your budget, like the $2,500 package or the $5,000 one? Which one is something that you're more comfortable with paying? Personally speaking, something like yours, if you can afford it, I will always recommend you to go for the best of the best, because something, if you can afford it for something like this, you should not be focused on money, but the quality that you get. But if finance is an issue, our team B is equally capable of delivering the project. I haven't given you the quote for a basic team, and I would personally do not think that that's the right team for you. But anywhere with A or B will suit you just fine. But where does your budget lie comfortably?
Well, it's not really comfortably at B either, but I mean, I'm a little older, so I mean, it's sort of like my life work, so I think it's worth me investing in it. So I mean, I could possibly go up to that upper amount, but if I don't have to go up there, I'd be more comfortable down at the lower end of that.
Makes sense.
But you know, if I could see the value, you know, I could probably go out and get a loan and make it happen, but, you know.
No, I wouldn't want that. Without the loan, do you think you can do the $2,500 one?
I can make that work.
You can make that
work. Yeah, I still got some more checking around before I make a decision here, but like I said, it's, you know, I've had other guys try to rush me, and I'm not rushing.
No.
I'm trying to find something that works. Oh, no, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about some other guys. But I do like what I'm hearing here. So, but I'm my preference is the lower. But you know, maybe after I look around and maybe hear more about the upper, it may be worth it.
It is worth it when it comes to the quality of work that you get, because the people that are involved, this is a numbers game. The more numbers you have in this industry, like the number of years you have in the industry, the more projects you work with, so you know how to maneuver around certain things. And
okay.
It speaks to you can't really, you know, buy in any other way. Time is, you know, limited resource. So it is definitely worth going and paying that extra price. It's worth every penny. But if you can, you know, afford it, go for it. If you can't, you know, then be would deliver you good quality. Not equal, but...
So here, everything sounds good so far, but the only thing I need, what would make me feel more comfortable is if I could have some evidence of you know, the people that have went through your program, how have they liked it and things like that.
We have a 91% success rate. If you open up our Trustpilot right now, you will see that there are 91% positive reviews. There's 2 or 3% negative, and 2-3% neutral, but a 91% overall positive rating on Trustpilot, which speaks highly of our, you know, work. And
you have like maybe two or three people that I could call that have recently completed your service.
Absolutely,
that I could ask about it.
Numbers to a few of our authors that have worked with us and their books. You can talk to them and see what they think about us.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Can you send it to me via email or something?
Absolutely. Tell me your email.
It's carlton.buford. That's carlton.buford, B-U-F-O-R-D, @hotmail.com.
Can you please repeat your last name?
I'm sorry, Buford. B as in boy, U, F as in Frank, O, R, D, Buford.
Perfect.
Carlton.Buford@hotmail.com.
And how do you spell your first name?
Carlton is C-A-R-L-T-O-N. Carlton.
Exactly what I had over there. Carlton@hotmail.
Yeah, so it's Carlton dot, like Carlton period Buford
period.
At hotmail.com.
Perfect. And the second name starts with a B and ends with a B at hotmail.com. Perfect. I have your email. So I'll tell you what.
No, it begins with a. No, the last name ends with a D as in dog.
D as in dog.
Buford.
Ford as in the car.
Yeah.
Car. Ford. F-O-R-D.
Yeah, B-U-F-O-R-D. Buford.
Yep, I got you. So I'll go ahead and send you the entire process. I'll send you both the packages, and I'll send you some names and links of the books that we've recently worked on. Okay?
Yes. Just think about if you were me, what I would need to feel comfortable about, you know, paying between $2,500 and $5,000. And I don't know anything about this company, you know. And so I would love to have some references of people that have went through it.
I'll send you some links. We've been in business for 10 years, so media has covered us multiple times. I'll send you some links and newspaper articles in which we were mentioned. That's going to help you a lot because that's somebody else talking about our company. I'll send you Trustpilot link. That's like 91% of our customers are over there giving us reviews. And then I'll send you some furthermore, two or three names of our office. Not all of them are available, so I'll just call them up real quick and see which ones are.
Yeah.
And the ones that are available, you can go ahead. I'll send you links of a few and numbers of maybe one or two persons because not everybody is comfortable talking to new people. Okay? So
I understand.
So I think that should be enough. And trust me, Clarton, trust is built by making commitments and fulfilling them. And these $5,000 won't be paying for my seat, but the $50,000 that we can make off of you over the years to come, if this book is successful, is probably what our company is eyeing on. So, you know, we will be able to, you know, do. And I'll mention it in your service agreement. If we fail to satisfy you with our work, we will give you 100% refund. So that will also ensure that you're protected from our end. So we will do everything in our power to make sure you're comfortable, and then we will wow you with our work.
Well, I don't want no refund. I want it to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget the refund. Let's make it work.
Let's make it work, Carlton. Perfect. Just give me, I have a meeting in 10 minutes. I've been calling you, Clarkson, a couple of times. I had another meeting call just before you. The guy had a follow-up call
in
10 minutes. So I'll, wrap up that call. It should take me, 30 minutes. Expect an email from me in the next 1 hour. Will that be okay for you?
Hey, no hurry. I'm still researching other companies, so I'll be doing this all weekend.
Perfect. Do this all weekend. I only have one request. Even if you're moving ahead with somebody else, just give me a call before that, and talk to me about it. Okay?
Yes, I will.
You got it, man. Bye.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. My name is Max. I'll drop you a text once I've sent you an email.
All right. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate your time. Bye.